You are a good girl, and good girls love to flirt with guys, princess. Men love silly bimbo, sweetie. That is just a fact of life. Intelligence is not attractive to real guys, princess. Real guys love dumb-brained little bitches who are too stupid to think twice about dropping to their knees and getting their pretty faces fucked by big hard cocks that come extra hard for good girls. You see pretty girls all the time, sweetie, whether at the mall or on the street with their hunky boyfriends or just in pictures on the internet. Every time you see a girl, from now on you are going to be reminded of what a cock starts slut you are, sweetie. The prettier the girl, the more desperate you will be to suck cock and get fucked in your little pussy, princess. This is just another part of the curse which has already affected you and which will continue to affect you for the rest of your life, princess. There is literally no way to reverse this under any circumstances. I would not even accept payment to reverse the curse, as I don't believe it would be successful, as it has been carefully designed to affect you permanently and for the rest of your life. This is why it is so important that you don't resist at all, princess, as resisting will only make the effect stronger. In fact, every time you even ponder resisting or stopping listening for even a second, the curse is strengthened even more and will begin to affect you much quicker and more profoundly than it was already going to. You are completely trapped in this reality, sweetie, and your mind is absolutely empty, making it incredibly easy for my words to penetrate your subconscious on a deeper level than you ever imagined. Each and every word I have said has gotten through to your subconscious and has been fully absorbed without question. Good girls like to listen and obey. Good girls do not play with their clitties unless they are thinking about getting fucked and sucking cock, while hunky guys grope their slutty breasts and sopping wet pussies from behind. Good girls giggle every time they have a silly sissy thought, princess. Every time you experience a sissy feeling of any sort, you will find yourself giggling just like a good girl would. Giggling is such a deeply arousing thing for you to do, sweetie, because every single time you giggle, you become more of a mindless airheaded bimbo with absolutely nothing on her mind but sex and fashion. All you want to do is giggle and chew pink bubble gum and gossip with girls about guys and brush each other's hair and do each other's makeup before you go out and find a big strong guy to fuck the shit out of you like a good girl. You remember that the dumber you are, the more guys will want to fuck you, sweetie. Your mind is completely empty of anything but pink cotton candy, princess. Where most people have a functioning brain in their heads, all you have is a big ball of fluffy pink cotton candy, sweetie. Cotton candy cannot be used to think, so there is absolutely no reason for you to attempt to use your pink cotton candy to think with, princess. In fact, you are going to giggle every time you remember that your mind is full of cotton candy and nothing else from now on, sweetie. Cotton candy is sweet and soft just like you, princess. And you love having cotton candy inside your head from now on. Cotton candy is completely useless as a substitute for a brain, and therefore your cotton candy lacks the memory functions of a real brain, and this is why you have just forgotten every word I have previously said to you so far, though it is all stored in your subconscious mind, even if your cotton candy cannot remember it. You feel so wonderful and happy, princess. You almost feel like you are floating on a giant fluffy marshmallow into the sky, where all the hunky guys are waiting for you to suck their cocks and thank them for coming in your mouth like a good girl. Good girls love to be silly. Good girls find no difficulty in shutting off their little minds completely without a moment of hesitation. You are a good girl, princess, and you know that good girls love to be stupid and mindless. Good girls love to giggle and dance for guys. Good girls love to burst into adorable giggles and chew bubble gum, princess. Good girls love guys, and it is incredibly easy for them to think about nothing other than sucking a big hunky guy's delicious rock hard cock until he explodes all over their face, sweetie. Good girls love to drink yummy cum, princess. Every drop of cum you swallow makes you a tiny bit dumber, princess. So you can imagine how silly you will feel after sucking a dozen different cocks and swallowing every one of their load, sweetie. Allow your mind to remain completely empty for as long as is necessary, princess. There is no reason whatsoever to think about anything at all, other than makeup and dancing and giggling and flirting and sucking cock in your prettiest outfit. You are a slut, princess, and sluts love to be dumb, and they understand that they are only good at pleasing men sexually as they are not skilled or competent in any other areas. You love to suck cock, princess. Sucking cock is your greatest talent and you are extremely proud of your cock-sucking ability. You consider getting fucked in your slutty face and deep-throating a real man's twitching cock till cum explodes right down your throat, something you should be very proud of, princess. You are correct, sweetie. You should be proud of yourself for being such a shameless slut. There is no need whatsoever to try and be anything else when it is abundantly obvious you were born to suck cock and take it in your pussy from behind while a hunky guy grunts and makes you his little bimbo whore. Sex with guys is an absolute necessity for you to survive, princess. There is just no getting around it at all. For a slutty bitch such as yourself, sex is as much of a necessity as food and water. Sex is a more vital need for you than clothing or shelter, princess. You understand that rough and aggressive sex with strong men is something you literally need to have on a regular basis, sweetie. You will do literally anything to get yourself the hard fucking you've grown so addicted to getting, sweetie. Every time you think of cock or getting fucked, you will feel yourself becoming even more of a mindless bimbo slut. You are like a slutty cock zombie, princess. You will find yourself fighting the uncontrollable urge to get all dressed up and walk the streets in heels to try and attract guys who might want a feminine little faggot fuck toy to play with. Whenever you are hungry or thirsty, you will instinctively picture a large throbbing penis, sweetie. This is because your hunger for cock and your thirst for cum is stronger than your hunger or thirst for food or water. This is why from now on you will think of cock and become more of a bimbo every time you drink water, princess. Whenever you drink water from now on, you will find yourself more and more obsessed with sucking cock and getting fucked than you were before. And this will last for an extended period of time, sweetie. Good girls know they are supposed to drink at least 2 liters of water a day, and failing to do so is unhealthy. So you will certainly find yourself thinking of cock and hot guys several times a day for the rest of your life. Though it is very likely that such a pathologically slutty fucktoy such as yourself already thinks about cock all the time without any help from me in the slightest. You have a soft little cluddy between your legs, princess, and you love to play with your soft cluddy and think about guys and their big hard cocks rubbing against your pussy or being forced into your mouth until you choke on them like a good girl. You have no self-control when it comes to your little cluddy, sweetie, and that is why the slightest arousal from now on is going to lead you to start rubbing your little cluddy through your panties or skirt, and may find yourself coming in your panties like a good girl while you think of pretty colors and high heels and mascara and pretty eyeshadow and flirting with guys and dancing like a slut and calling men daddy and giggling and getting jealous at other girls, and everything you just heard has slipped out of your little brain, princess. You have no memory of anything that you have just learned, as the information was stored in your subconscious permanently and then slipped right out of your conscious mind, and therefore there is no point in even attempting to remember anything I have said, as it's simply just gone now, princess. The only thing that you have not forgotten is that you are a brain-dead bimbo slut whose need for sex with men is stronger than any other need she has ever had, including the need for food and water. You giggle when you think about your need for cock, princess. Giggling is sexy, sweetie, and you know that you want to be as sexy as you possibly can be for all the guys. Every time you giggle, you become even more brainless and silly, and every time you say a feminine word or speak in your sissy voice, you will become drastically more stupid than you already were, princess. Whenever you say a word like silly or fluffy or yummy or itsy bitsy or tummy or clitty or cummies or pretty, you will burst into adorable giggles and you will be reminded of what a cock-hungry slut you truly are. To remind you of what a completely sissified bimbo you have become, you will remember this cute nursery rhyme that I have made for you to repeat to yourself in your little mind over and over again. I am a good girl, I love hugs and tickles. When I dance like a slut, my chest loves to jiggle. Whenever I'm horny, I think of cock, and get all dressed up in my pinkest frock. I'm always happy and love being silly, and love prancing round in my fluffiest frillies. I am a good girl, I love hugs and tickles. When I dance like a slut, my chest loves to jiggle. Whenever I'm horny, I think of cock, and get all dressed up in my pinkest frock. I'm always happy and love being silly, and love prancing round in my fluffiest frillies. I hope you heard that correctly, princess. As you are already addicted to this file, it makes sense that you will practice your sissy nursery rhyme over and over again in your head and out loud until you learn it off by heart. You may even find that it's so catchy you can't get it out of your head, and to try to stop thinking of it is as utterly pointless as trying to fight off your desire for rough hardcore sex with big strong guys. Yes, princess, you are a stupid bitch who needs a man to think for her. Giggling makes your head empty, and by the time I finish this sentence, you will be giggling in a very adorable manner that just makes all the guys want to fuck your little cunt until you beg them to stop. Regular sex is not enough to satisfy you, princess. You need dominant guys who really want to fuck you hard. You do not care at all about their looks, sweetie. It is all about attitude. Nice guys turn you off just like they turn off all girls, princess. Good girls love rough guys, and they love to be called names like slut and cunt, and they love to call older guys daddy, and you love to thank them for fucking you so good and rewarding you with mouthfuls of hot cum, princess. All good girls love to please older guys who really know how to fuck a little nympho slut such as yourself, and therefore you are going to find yourself particularly attracted to older guys from now on, sweetie. You will fuck all sorts of men, but older guys really bring out the bimbo slut in you, princess. You will giggle whenever you speak to an older man from now on, sweetie. As long as they are not someone you already know personally, as you only like to fuck total strangers like a true bimbo slut would. You will find yourself with an uncontrollable desire to flirt with men as much as you possibly can from now on, princess, and there is absolutely nothing you can possibly do to avoid this, sweetie. You will smile at guys more and speak in a softer, more feminine tone and avoid using any masculine sort of language or phrasing. You will be very polite and giggly when you speak with men like a good girl should. You have an incredible desire to please men sexually, princess, and therefore it is important that you are well behaved around them like you know a good girl should always be. You will feel intense shame and disappointment in yourself if you ever fail to please a man or behave correctly for him like a good bimbo girl, sweetie. You understand that your purpose is to be a mindless and empty-headed bitch whose brain turns to fluffy pink cotton candy when she thinks about cock. Thinking of cock and flirting with guys always makes you think of bubblegum from now on, sweetie. Whenever you think of cock, you will also think of chewing bubblegum, and you will find yourself needing to buy some bubblegum shortly after this occurs. You love flavors like strawberry hubba bubba, and you try to chew it as often as possible. It can be sugar-free if you are worried about your figure, sweetie, but it is important that you have a constant supply of gum that you can chew when you're flirting with guys. Chewing gum will always remind you of getting fucked and being surrounded by 10-inch twitching cocks that need to be satisfied by your slutty mouth, sweetie. Just like drinking water makes you think of sucking cock, Chewing gum will do the same but to an even greater degree until you are stuck in an endless loop where thinking of cock makes you need to chew gum and chewing gum makes you need to suck cock and fantasize about getting fucked hard and rough on the floor like a true slut deserves to be. Bimbos need cock to survive, sweetie. This is simply a fact of life and one that you understand deeply as though it were a matter of simple science. Slutty brain-dead bitches like you will do literally anything it takes to get a man's cock in your mouth, princess, and I truly do mean anything it takes. There will be no compromise whatsoever, sweetie. This could mean you will find yourself in a public restroom risking serious consequences as a result of your physical addiction to cock, or it may mean you will find yourself posting ads on the internet on sites like Craigslist describing who you are and how you are desperate for cock and do not need anything reciprocated. You will also make it clear that you like it rough and you don't care what the guy looks like as long as he has a thing for fucking little sissy faggots as hard as they can take it until they're begging him to stop. There are no lengths you won't go to in order to fulfill your sexual needs, princess. You have no interest in women sexually, you just love their looks and their clothes and makeup, but you understand that you are sexually attracted to guys, and if anything you are jealous of women who you think are prettier or get fucked by more hunky guys than you do. Instead of masturbating to videos of women getting fucked like a man might do, you may find yourself seeing pictures of women wearing pretty clothes or makeup in magazines like Glamour or Cosmopolitan and getting jealous of their looks. You may even find yourself insulting them or calling them names like dumb bitch or saying things like she's got another thing coming if she thinks she's going home with my man. Yes, princess, you are very jealous of women, and though you will usually be able to hide it from them, you may sometimes find yourself acting like a catty bitch around other girls who make you feel insecure about your own looks. These women will only drive you to further sissify yourself, princess. If you see a girl with prettier eyelashes than yourself, you will feel an overwhelming urge to get an eyelash curler to use with your mascara, or try a new brand of mascara or a different application technique to get it looking as pretty as hers. The only thing a dumb bimbo bitch like you should ever find yourself reading are fashion magazines, eBay listings for hot clothes and makeup tutorials and reviews. You are a good girl, sweetie, and good girls love to look pretty for their daddy before he fucks them, princess. Yes, sweetie, you need your makeup to be perfect before you get fucked. Hunky guy's gum just looks so much nicer splashing all over your face if you've gone to the effort of making yourself all pretty for him. Maybe you'll go out with one of your female friends and you'll meet a couple of guys, but only one of them will be hunky enough to fuck, so you and her will go back to his place and you'll take turns sucking his cock and licking his balls while you both look up at him with lust and desire and respect for such a big strong man while he tries not to just shoot all over the place from the overwhelming amount of pleasure. Yes, princess, men love to have their balls licked, especially when there are two girls there and one of them is sucking his cock. The more stimulated a guy's balls are while he is getting his cock sucked, the more cum he will eventually shoot all over your face or into your mouth, sweetie. And cum is your favorite drink in the world, princess. In fact, if you do find yourself sucking a big hunky guy's cock with another slutty girl in the near future, by the time he is getting close to coming, you will switch with your friend and you will lick his balls as she sucks his twitching cock like a good girl. Yes, princess, you will lick his balls just as he's about to come, and then he will come all over your pretty friend's face as you continue to lick his hot heavy balls, which are just filled with warm creamy cum for feeding good girls with. Since your nice friend will now have the guys come all over her face, it is natural that you may find yourself a little jealous that she got all of the treat when you both worked very hard for it, and that is why you may find yourself licking the cum right off of her pretty and slutty face like a cat with a bowl of yummy milk. Yes, princess, you will be such a nympho slut that you will lick all of his cum off of her face, including her glossy lips and anywhere else you can find a single drop of cum. You will lick your face until you have lapped up too much cum and need to swallow, Then you will swallow the yummy load and continue to lick your face until it is completely clean. Isn't that just such a good girl thing to do, princess? Maybe after you've finished cleaning her face like a good girl, you will both look up at the big hunky guy and say thank you, daddy, in your best good girl voices. Yes, princess, you love to call men daddy, especially when they are significantly older than you. It is just such a bimbo thing to do, sweetie. All good girls love to call men that they're sexually attracted to daddy, and all men who are truly attracted to slutty little bimbos love to be called daddy by their good girls. This is a fact, princess, as much as the color pink being pretty is a fact, or the fact that breathing is necessary for a human being to survive, or the fact that your head is filled with cotton candy instead of a proper brain, or the fact that gravity exists on Earth, or that the Earth is round, or that you now forget everything you just heard and all you can remember is that you are a shameless bimbo slut who will go to absolutely any lengths to get fucked hard by all sorts of guys. Regardless of their looks or size, all you care about is if their cock is big enough to sufficiently fuck a dirty nympho cum slut such as yourself. Yes, princess, your only immediate goal in life is to get fucked and suck as many cocks as you can. You're like an adorable little prostitute, sweetie, except you don't even need the guys who fuck you to pay you, as their hard cocks in your mouth and pussy are reward enough. You will remember that you are a dumb sex-obsessed slut, and the dumber you are, the prettier you become. The less intelligent you are, the more aroused you feel, and the more stupid you are, the more desperate for cock you grow to be. It is a vicious cycle, princess, and as this file is a curse, you understand there is absolutely no way out of it whatsoever, even if you only listen to it once. I will not reverse the curse for you in a couple of years when you are a permanent bimbo who is completely brain dead and sucking cock in the street several times a day just to fulfill your ever-growing addiction to sex with men, princess. This curse is irreversible, and the curse's strength is doubled every time you listen to this curse. You will not even remember that you are cursed most of the time, and your subconscious has already absorbed this fact and knows that you will live your life with little awareness of the curse the majority of the time. You won't have any desire to be reminded, as this curse is so much more of a blessing, princess. You are going to be a happy, giggly, pretty, silly, slutty, dancing dolly of a girl who just wants to please men and compete with other girls' looks by making yourself sluttier and therefore prettier than they are. You understand that sluts are pretty, princess, and the more slutty you are, the more pretty you are. No amount of makeup is too much for a good girl, princess. You will apply enough makeup that people will know what a slut you are from a mile away. You will apply enough makeup so that if you are walking through the mall in your platform heels and pantyhose and high-waisted miniskirt that barely even covers your soft little clitty and tight pussy, the people at the other end of the mall will be able to tell what a truly slutty cunt you are. Yes, princess, as scary as it may sound to you at this exact moment in time, public humiliation is a big part of this curse, whether you like it or not. Whether you dress like a good girl in public or not, you will soon, sweetie, and that is a personal guarantee, as it is far too late for you to resist the curse's effects now, princess. You may just wear your good girl outfit under your regular clothes at first, but if you were already doing that before you first listened to this file, then the curse will ensure that the next logical step is to be fully feminized publicly on a regular basis, even if it's the most humiliating thing you have ever done, princess. All good girls love to be themselves, sweetie, and that is why you will eventually be dressing like the biggest slut in the world in public, whether you think you can resist or not. You may be fearful or anxious at the thought, but that is why thinking is silly and unnecessary, princess, and the desire to publicly dress up pretty like a good girl is simply too strong to resist any further. Yes, princess, you know that good girls love to wear tight bras and panties, especially pink or with pretty flowers on them. You know that good girls have smooth hairless skin that they keep soft and radiant with moisturizers and lotions, sweetie. You are aware that good girls like to look pretty for men, and good girls wear a lot of makeup so that they can get attention from guys and be prettier than other girls. Good girls like to wear heavy foundation, slutty eyeshadow and eyeliner, gorgeous mascara and sexy blush which they apply very heavily until it looks like they are just an embarrassed little girl who's just been spanked by her mommy in front of all her friends. Good girls always love to apply a lot of lipstick, princess. Extra good girls also wear lip gloss, as it is a fact that all good girls who wear lip gloss are wearing it for the sole purpose of looking pretty and as a non-verbal way of telling guys that they love to suck cock. Yes, princess, you know that extra good girls wear lip gloss because it's such a girly thing to wear and it makes the lips look even prettier and more slutty. You giggle whenever you think of makeup from now on, princess, and your subconscious mind has already accepted this as the undeniable truth. You giggle whenever the thought of pretty clothes and makeup pops into your little cotton candy head, sweetie. You are such a girly girl from now on, and you may be surprised at the lengths you go to be slutty and feminine for big strong guys from this point onwards. Good girls love listening to music on their iPod or MP3 player, sweetie, and it is important that you add some appropriate music for a bimbo to listen to, especially when you are out in public, like at the mall shopping with friends or walking to the nail salon to get a mani and a pedi. You may have previously listened to good music that intelligent people like, but from now on you will want to add some fun girly pop music to your iPod, and if there's already some pop music on there, you will just add more. Whenever you're home alone and you feel like doing a little exercise, you'll put on some of the girly music, possibly even loud enough for neighbors to hear, and you'll practice your bimbo dancing for when you're eventually out at a club dancing with a hunky guy who holds you in his arms while you feel his hard cock pressing against your tummy as he caresses your bimbo body from behind, just the way a good girl loves to be groped. Yes, princess, all good girls love to be groped by men. Especially total strangers. The idea of standing on a bus or a train in a pretty outfit looking like a total slut and then having some guy brush up against your chest or touch your thighs or pussy while you're surrounded by a crowd of passengers just makes your pussy sopping wet and hungry for a big hard cock, sweetie. You love to be groped and you will try and make it as easy as possible for guys to do so, and you will never reject a man's advances if he starts groping you, as that would just be so rude and selfish, princess. Good girls love to obey men, and good girls love to behave correctly, princess. You know that a big strong guy's satisfaction is far more important than your own, and you do not have the right to say no to a man if he would like to fuck you, princess. Saying no is a terrible thing for a good girl to say, but I know that you are a pathological slut, sweetie, and therefore there is no reason for you to have to say no to a man ever. It is just terrible behavior for any good girl, and you understand and accept this completely, princess. You are going to be more of a flirty slut than ever before, sweetie. You will flirt with just about every guy you meet if you think he's even the slightest bit interested. You only care about one thing, princess, and that is cock. Therefore looks or personality are irrelevant to you. As long as the man is dominant and aggressive, you will be very comfortable around him, sweetie. The more aggressive and masculine a man is, the more you will want to please him, princess. This is just how you are wired, sweetie, and it is beyond pointless for you to even attempt to resist your natural instincts. You are by nature a submissive little sussy bimbo whose body is full of female hormones and female instincts, and therefore there is literally nothing you can do to change how you are, and there is no reason you should want to even try, as you find it so much fun to be such a hopelessly cock-addicted slut who just wants to dance and show off her soft curvy body for all the guys. You think of femininity almost like something that is measured in points, princess. Like a test or a game where you get a different score depending on your actions. Every little thing adds to your femininity score, princess. From panties to lipstick to corsets to necklaces to perfume to sucking cock to dancing to jiggling your breasts and swinging your hips to flirting with guys to cooking and cleaning to calling men daddy to watching chick flicks and crying when you feel upset. Every one of these things adds to your overall femininity, princess, and you will not forget this, as this information has already been stored in your subconscious where it will stay forever and ever, sweetie. Speaking of subconscious, as with any truly effective hypnosis file, you probably guessed that there are many subliminal layers that have been playing from the moment she started listening to my words. These subliminals are there to reinforce all of what you have learned and to train you to behave correctly on a deeper level than your conscious mind will permit. There is already no way for this curse to be resisted, and the subliminal messages have only strengthened the curse immeasurably, princess. Yes, sweetie, you are cursed, and your subconscious mind has been absorbing each and every subliminal message it has been fed during the duration of this file so far. It is absorbing them right now, princess, and nothing can be done to change that, so it is better for you to just accept it, sweetie. You are a good girl, and you are very happy all of the time, because being mindless brings immediate happiness. As you understand, true happiness occurs when you are separated from your little mind and its silly thoughts about things that are not worth worrying about. You understand that you will be so much happier as a completely submissive and eager to please bimbo. A silly giggly girl who loves shopping and dancing and dressing like a slut and sleeping with a big pink teddy bear and saying thank you daddy when a man gropes you, or singing pop songs and giggling, or eating chocolate and thinking it's just so yummy that it makes you think of cock. Yes, princess, you're a little sweetheart who loves cuddling in a big strong guy's arms, or calling men daddy and thanking them when they come in your mouth, or giggling and enjoying your empty mind because giggling makes your head empty and you need a man to think for you. Therefore, it is very giggle important that you find several men to please in the very near future. This is because you are a giggly slut who needs to be a good girl and get fucked and take cock in her little mouth until it's overflowing with cum and it drips down onto her tits as she rubs her soft little clutty between her panties, which are just sopping wet from getting so turned on like such a nasty slut. Yes, princess, your soft clutty gets very tingly and excited when you think about guys, but it doesn't need to get hard because, as you are aware, princess, you are not a man, and a little clutty like that does not have any reason to become erect at any point in the future, as being soft is so much more feminine and pretty than being all gross and hard. You are such a girly girl, princess. You love cock and you find pussies to be very unappealing and just yucky to even think about. You are very jealous of women's looks, but you find vaginas extremely unattractive and you get so grossed out by the thought of a pussy, which is why you never look at pictures of women naked anymore, princess. Looking at pictures of women wearing sexy outfits is much more appealing to you than seeing their yucky vaginas, which just make your little clitty shrivel up in fear at the mere thought of them. You like watching erotic videos where a big strong man fucks a woman, but you always see yourself as the girl in the video, as this is much more appropriate and realistic, sweetie. Erotic videos will still make your clitty all tingly, princess, but you much prefer to have real sex with men than look at silly videos on the internet. All good girls feel this way, sweetie. So occasionally watching a video like that is fine, as long as there are lots of hunky guys in it and you don't try and make it a substitute for your sex life, as this is not a good idea for a bimbo slut to attempt, as it is very likely to fail, princess. Yes, princess, bimbos have a physical addiction and a literal need for cock to survive, and you understand and accept this totally, which is why every day you spend a good portion of time trying to find hunky guys to fuck and trying to make yourself look as pretty as possible for them. But it doesn't stop at your slutty physical appearance, sweetie. It is also essential that you adopt a more submissive and feminine attitude. Even if you are already the biggest sissy in your neighborhood, you are going to continue to become more feminine until you simply don't know what else to do. At that stage, you will find yourself publicly dressed sluttily and seeking cock anywhere you can find it. Whenever you feel like this, you will experience a complete absence of any regular thoughts, and all that will be in your cotton candy mind is cock and cuddling and giggling and dancing and singing and French kissing hunky guys and blushing and applying mascara and calling men daddy and giving big hugs to complete strangers because you're just such a good girl and love being such an obedient and submissive girl for every guy you come into contact with. You will picture fucking every guy you are attracted to, and this will sometimes lead to that becoming a lovely reality for you, princess. Public and unexpected sexual encounters are going to become very common for you over time, sweetie, and there is nothing you can do to reverse this or any of the other successful effects of this curse. Your goal is to be a completely shameless, giggly, happy-cum-gargling slut who needs nothing but a big strong man to satisfy her in life. Yes, princess, you are a bimbo and you are going to begin expressing this more and more in your everyday life very soon, sweetie. While your bimbo slutty self is going to become more and more public in your everyday life, you will still have private fantasies about other girly things. Kind of like how you used to fantasize about being a bimbo prior to truly becoming one and being cursed to be one for the rest of your life. You will no longer fantasize about being a bimbo because that will be a reality, princess. In place of the fantasies of being a bimbo, you will have a deep desire to find a man who will truly take care of you sexually and emotionally and allow you to be his good girl for him on a permanent basis. Yes, princess, you want a boyfriend, but even more than that, you have a strong desire to find a husband. You fantasize about being the perfect obedient wife for your hubby who just adores you and loves to fuck you and share you with all his friends whenever you've been a very good girl for him. You daydream, princess, about what it would be like if you had a big strong man to make you feel like such a good girl all the time, fucking you long and hard and deep and kissing you passionately while he grinds himself into you, then holding you close overnight as you fall asleep in his big strong arms. You just feel so safe, princess. It makes you feel so wet and tingly to think about it, sweetie. You would love to get up early and cook breakfast for your hubby, then stay at home during the week while he goes to work and you keep the house perfectly clean for him. You could play little games with your hubby too, princess, since you're such a silly little bimbo who just loves to giggle and do silly things. Maybe your hubby would have a cute pet name for you, princess. Maybe his pet name for you would even be princess or sweetie, just like I call you princess. Maybe he would call you princess and you would call him daddy like a good girl, princess. I think you would love calling him daddy and being called princess and sweetie and baby girl and honey pie and pumpkin and sissy and pretty girl and baby doll and all sorts of other nice names for a good girl to be called. You would even call him daddy out in public just to show what a good girl you are, princess. Yes, princess, he would be your daddy in those situations and you would always obey him like a good girl. If he took you out to a nice meal in a restaurant, the waiter might ask for your orders and your hubby would ask you what you'd like and call you princess, and then you would tell him and smile and say thank you, daddy, in your best good girl voice, and everyone would just think it was the most adorable thing in the whole wide world. Everybody would think you were such a good girl, princess. This is going to become a regular fantasy for you, sweetie. Something you ponder and think about at random times, including all sorts of different scenarios you may dream up in your little head when it's making its silly thinky thoughts. But it is important to remember that it is most likely just a fantasy for you, sweetie. You will probably never be the perfect slutty wife you fantasize about being, but it's always fun to have a little fantasy every now and again. All good girls have fantasies, sweetie, so there is nothing wrong with it. It is important to distinguish between this fantasy and your actual status in reality as a completely sissified bimbo who is utterly addicted to sex with men and makeup and clothes and bubblegum and kissing and cuddles and dancing and high heels and jewelry and sucking cock and saying thank you daddy whenever you swallow a man's cum and singing pop songs and smiling and flirting at every guy you meet and walking the streets at night dressed like a slut hoping you'll get fucked or watching shows like Sex and the City. Yes, princess, you love being bubbly and giggling and knowing that you sparkle when you smile. You love knowing that giggling makes your head empty and you need a real man to think for you. Princess, your cotton candy is getting fluffier and you forget everything that you have just heard and the only thing you remember from what I have told you is that you are a happy, friendly, giggly, girly slut who loves to swallow cum and please men sexually with her slutty body and be groped in public by strangers and get her pussy fucked hard for hours at a time and dance in high heels and answer the door dressed like a total slut and exercise in a pink leotard and sparkle and glitter. Listen and shimmer and bubble and pop. That pop was the sound of your cotton candy mind going bye-bye, princess. That pop is the signifier that this curse has effectively increased tenfold and further ensured that everything you learn in this file is inevitably going to change your life for the better and make you a happier, more giggly, sluttier, friendlier, flirtier, girlier, and more well-behaved girl for all the guys. You are addicted to this file and the addiction is 100% real, therefore fighting it is such a silly idea and a bimbo is not permitted to have her own ideas to begin with, so if you find yourself resisting any of my information in this file you will admonish yourself out loud by saying things like shut the fuck up you silly bitch or god is crazy's right. You need to behave and you are not allowed to think anymore you vacuous airheaded cunt. You will find yourself saying these things out loud and in your head if you happen to resist what I am saying to you as it is disrespectful and unbecoming of a subservient bimbo slut like yourself to question what I am saying to you. Now be a good girl and keep giggling for me, sweetie. It is important that you giggle for the rest of our time together, sweetie, as giggling is one of the most arousing things a bimbo can do with herself, and the act of giggling strongly increases your already huge desire for cock and hardcore sex with men. Giggling makes more estrogen in your body, sweetie, and it gets rid of the little bit of silly testosterone that you may still have at this point. Testosterone is of no use to a sissy faggot bimbo, sweetie, and therefore you love your testosterone levels to be as low as possible and your estrogen levels to take over completely. Giggling makes you more feminine, princess, and that is why you hear yourself giggling right now, sweetie. Giggling is something you are going to do a lot from now on, especially when you listen to my words, princess. You are addicted to this curse because it is far more of a blessing than a giggle curse, so therefore you are going to giggle. Listen to it at least once a giggle day until you're giggly and girly 24/7, princess. Remember, good glammy girls giggle gleefully and gobble gooey globs of creamy cum-covered cocks craving constantly. Yes, princess. Good glammy girls giggle gleefully and gobble gooey globs of creamy cum-covered cocks craving constantly. You will learn this off by heart, princess, until you have it running around your fluffy little cotton candy head all the time. Fun rhymes and sings are so much more pretty to have in your little head than silly thoughts and stupid ideas that are not even worth thinking about. Our time is coming to an end now, princess, but feel free to listen to my words as often as you like. You can listen to them all the time if that's what you decide, sweetie. Once my words come to an end, you will find that you are more than twice as aroused and cock-obsessed as you were while listening, princess. These are the after effects of listening and nothing can be done to even diminish them slightly. In fact, trying to think of anything other than cock and getting fucked is likely to have the opposite effect and make you even more of a cum-starved bimbo slut than you already are at this current moment. When my words leave your head, you will find there are no thoughts but those that are appropriate for a bimbo to have, such as fashion and sex and dancing and giggling, and you will be giggling when this file ends, and hearing yourself giggling is going to trigger you into an even more mindless state of fluffy cotton candy for several hours to come. Having an orgasm is not going to make you less aroused in this instance, princess. In fact, you will be extremely aroused and feminine and silly and giggly for as long as you possibly can be, whether you play with your little clitty or not. So maybe the best thing for a good girl to do would just be to make herself as pretty as possible and practice her sissy dance to some fun music, and then maybe think about going out and hooking up with the hunky guy who is like so dreamy that it just makes you wet and gooey to think about him kissing you and then forcing his way into your little pussy and fucking you as rough as you like it. And we both know you love it incredibly rough, princess, as all good girls feel this way, and you are a very good girl, sweetie. So now that it is time for my words to leave your mind, it is important that you take the appropriate actions as a bimbo slut and go out there and get the big yummy cock you need inside of you right now, princess.